Many of us don't have an idea, nor are we concerned as to what the Lord has done to prepare a way for us. We're going to look at the book of Isaiah, when the Lord prepared and placed a call to repentance in front of the individuals. We need to realize that all that we need is in the written word of God. God said, the new moons, the Sabbath, and the calling of assemblies. I cannot endure iniquity and the sacred meeting, your new moons and your appointed feast, my soul hates. They are a trouble to me. I am weary of hearing them. When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. See, we do a lot of things and we don't understand that God is aware of our negative attitudes and our lack of concern for individuals. Then he begins to say, verse 16, wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Put away the evil of the doings from my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Rebuke the oppressors. Defend the fatherless. Plead for the widow. You see, we don't have compassion. We don't have the drive to do the things that God wishes us to do. And yet we cling to our own thought that God has us. But are you certain that you're in the will of God when you begin doing things and you think you're covered, but you cannot be covered based upon just what you say? You need to have a connection. Now, this call to repentance was plain, and when Solomon said what God put in his heart to tell the people, no one wants to hear the fact that they are outside of the will of God. Then he ended it by saying, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. You see, we need to read and understand the message that we need to receive to help us in our evil times and in our bad ways is in God's written word. You can match the times of today with what happens in our past, and you'll find that things are 100% different from the way they used to be. Today, there's no compassion. There's no remorse. You don't have concern and nor any care about what people do today. They feel as though no matter what happens with me or what I do, it's fine, it's good, and that's what I want to do. But that's where God saw establishing back in the past that he had a call to repentance, to warn and to encourage people that the way they were living were not according to the established guidelines and the rules that he had brought forth for mankind to live. You could not do most of the things we count a blessing for the technology. But with technology came changes. The changes nullified the rules and the regulations of operating. Things that you know that are morally wrong, you would look at them and you would consider, well, I just made a little mistake. But if it caused someone harm and hardship to anyone, if it caused someone's destruction, people don't even take that into thought, how damaging what they do, nor the repercussion of what they do. They always say, well, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. But we've established laws and we've established rules to stop individuals from just doing these kinds of things. But what happens? Well, we only did it, that's my first time. But if you have repeated offenses, repeated occurrences of negative and bad things, and you're not punished for it, you will continue to do them. We've gotten so bad that we teach our children. We tell them how to do bad, wicked, and evil things. When you really get down to it, God knows our society is bent on destruction, because look at what happened to our Savior, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Can you imagine? You keep claiming that individuals are getting better or doing better. You have an individual that did nothing wrong, nothing at all. And the forces came behind him creating lies and things about what he has done in order to destroy him. That same thing is happening today. People will bring attention to themselves. And when it brings about damage or trouble to them, they will turn everything around and find someone to pin it on by law or beneath the law and change the action that is pending against them. We need a call to repentance because no one seems to be concerned about the consequences of their action. You can go and do anything that you like within reason, and people will forgive you for a mere accident. With this episode, I will clear up a lot of the misconceptions and misunderstandings of God's people and those who choose not to be on the Lord's side. The need for repentance is simply because God created everything, and he created man. He created man as perfect. But we do know the story from the book of Genesis when Adam sinned. That sin caused him to be put out of the Garden of Eden. That sin brought about death, and God created a plan to rectify that mistake. Therefore, man can now be saved forever, and it's called repentance. That's why there's so much of an impact and so much that calls upon repenting from sin and death. Through one man's sin, all die. Christ was the propitiation for sin, to rectify, to correct the mistake where Satan lured Adam through Eve to disobey God. Now, many of us say that you have done nothing. You are guilty of sin because of what Adam done. What he did was defy and disobey God. Many of us defy and disobey God. We must understand this is serious business. And unless you repent and join through the changing of your mind, God, your Heavenly Father, you will see death, spiritual death. And that's the truth of it. You need to repent. A change of your mind toward the way you do things and the way you see things. Learn God's word. It's essential. And it's very important. This is, are you for real with God? And if you want to get with God, have the blessings of God, and enjoy the life that God has prepared for you, you need to repent so that your prayers will be answered, so that your mind will be cleared, so that you can see the fullness of God, and you can join him in heaven. Thank you for listening. This is Are You For Real With God? And I'm sharing this with you because many of us don't know and do not care to know why Christians every day are striving and trying to get you to understand and getting you to see why you need to be saved. This is, again, your chance to change your life, change the life of your soul, change and save the lives of your children, your loved ones, your family members, and those that you know. This is your time. Accept Christ and be baptized and be saved. Thank you.